Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotionals. Today's passage comes from Psalm chapter 75. Psalm chapter 75. To the choir master, according to Do Not Destroy, a psalm of Asaph, a song. We give thanks to you, O God. We give thanks for your name is near. We recount your wondrous deeds. At the set time I appoint, I will judge with equity. When the earth totters and all its inhabitants, it is I who keep steady its pillars. Selah. I say to the boastful, do not boast, and to the wicked, do not lift up your horn. Do not lift up your horn on high, or speak with haughty neck. For not from the east or from the west, and not from the wilderness comes lifting up, but it is God who executes judgment, putting down one and lifting up another. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, with foaming wine, well mixed, and he pours out from it, and all the wicked of the earth shall drain it down to the dregs. But I will declare it forever. I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. All the horns of the wicked I will cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be lifted up. Amen. So Psalm 75 is a song of praise, a song that gives thanks to God for his nearness and his justice. It starts and ends with thanksgiving and praise. You see, the Jews in exile praise God for preserving them, for protecting them. And as they recount all of his wondrous deeds, they remember what he has done for Israel, and they find comfort in knowing that the Lord will judge the earth with equity. You know, it's easy to feel lost and discouraged in the moment, but there's something so powerful about slowing down, remembering and recounting the God of faithfulness and justice in our lives. It gives us hope and peace to trust God in the midst of trials and persecutions. Who is the God in your life? How has he been faithful to you? When you slow down and recount of all of his wondrous deeds, what comfort can you receive for the present and the future? The psalmist then goes on in verses 2 to 5, and he writes in quotes, sharing a prophetic message of hope from the Lord. And it says that in his own time, in God's own time, he will judge the earth with equity. You know, many might feel like the world is in their hands, but when the earth and all its inhabitants shake, and all of their plans and dreams and wishes and hopes start to be uncertain, God is the one who preserves his creation order and rebukes the boastful and the wicked. He will put down those who neither know him nor trust him. On the flip side, verses 7 and 10 say that he will lift up the righteous. Throughout this psalm, we see this repetition of putting down and lifting up. And we see references of the word horn several times. According to Charles Spurgeon, the horn is a symbol of honor, strength, and victory. When possessed by the arrogant and the boastful, the horn is said to be put down, cut off, or humbled. But when possessed by the righteous, the horn is lifted up. God had promised the exiled Jews that salvation and deliverance will come, and their horns will be lifted up. And for that reason, the psalmist sang praises to the God of Jacob. Today, we can also sing praises to our God because he has lifted up and will lift up a horn of salvation for us. Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, was inspired to prophesy about the physical and spiritual deliverance that Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of David, and Son of God, would bring. In Luke chapter 1, verses 68 to 72, Zechariah talks about the horn as a symbol of victory in Christ, and he says this, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant." Jesus Christ, the Anointed One, came the first time to die in our place as our Savior. He was, in a sense, put down in our stead so that we might be lifted up in Him. The horn of salvation was lifted up in victory over sin and death. And He will return the second time with power, lifting up the horn of salvation to defeat all enemies and to establish the fullness of the kingdom of God. And so let's take some time today to slow down, to recount all of His wondrous deeds, and to remember that we have a God who is faithful and is just. He will judge the earth with equity. We have seen this happen through His one and only Son, Jesus. Justice has happened on the cross. Jesus has paid for all of our sins. He was put down so that we might have life with Him. We might have victory over sin and death through Him. And so let's continue to sing praises to our God and to know that He has already lifted up the horn of salvation, but to know that He will come again, lifting up the horn of salvation again, to defeat all enemies, to restore all of His creation order, and to establish the fullness of His kingdom. And so we can live on today and tomorrow and each day with hope that God will do what He says. He will judge with equity. And so let's turn to the Lord in prayer right now. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for Your word today and for reminding us, O Lord, of Your one and only Son, Jesus, who has been put down but also lifted up in victory. We thank You, God, that the horn of salvation has been lifted up over sin and death, and we have received Your deliverance and Your salvation. And so, Lord, we want to give You all the thanks and praise, just as the psalmist does in Psalm 75. We will sing praises all the day long to our God, declaring and recounting all of Your wondrous deeds. Help us, Lord, to live each day with hope and peace, to know that You will judge fairly and impartially. And I pray, God, that we would look forward to that day when Christ returns, lifting up that horn of salvation over all enemies, restoring all things in Your will, and establishing Your kingdom forever. We pray all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us in our Friday devotional. I hope that you'll continue to join in as we get back to the book of Esther on Monday. Have a great weekend.